You're listening to a NOVA podcast. I'm David Levin. Over the last couple decades, the speed of computer processors has grown dramatically. Today, even cell phones can outperform desktops from the 80s. But there's a limit to how fast computer chips can get with existing materials. That's because hardware engineers are running into a problem with silicon, the stuff that's used to make most commercial processors.
One thing about silicon is that it fails when it gets hot. When a computer chip gets to about the boiling point of water, it starts to break down. It's not able to process information anymore.
Steven Steiner is a PhD student in materials science at MIT. He says that part of the problem is that the faster computer chips get, the more heat they generate.
And all that heat being generated, in turn, prevents the silicon-based computer chip from being able to do its job. And so that limits the ability for material scientists and electrical engineers to keep making chips faster.
Steiner says that chip manufacturers have some tricks to get around this. But ultimately, he thinks it's time to move beyond silicon and find a new material to work with.
Silicon is so 20th century. Ultimately, we will have to change to a different platform, something that can withstand higher temperatures, something that can withstand higher frequencies.
Something that you might not expect to see in electronics.
And that material is diamond.
The same stuff of engagement rings. Aside from just looking nice, though, diamond has some electrical properties that make it attractive to engineers.
One property about diamond that's really important is its thermal conductivity. It has the highest thermal conductivity of any material known. And when we push the limits of electronics in trying to get them to perform faster and carry higher voltages and carry higher current, that ability to withstand and carry heat away is very important.
It's also a great insulator. According to Steiner, a centimeter-thick diamond plate can withstand 10 million volts. That's as much as a small lightning strike. Something that would easily destroy silicon and other materials. But diamond has one more advantage. Under certain conditions, it can be transformed into a type of material called a semiconductor. That's one of the main building blocks for computer chips.
So why are semiconductors important for computer chips? Well, one of the important things we can do with semiconductors is put them together to make what are called transistors. And so a transistor acts as a switch. Allows us to controllably turn electricity on or turn electricity off, direct it the right way across the computer chip.
Steiner says that once we have diamond transistors, we'll be able to make a whole slew of new devices. There's just one catch. Although it's possible in theory, it's not really feasible with diamonds that occur in nature.
No two are alike. They're like snowflakes. Have you ever seen two snowflakes that are alike?
Jim Butler is a chemist at the Naval Research Laboratory in Washington, D.C.
Well, we've got billions of diamonds that we mine out of the ground, but trying to find two that have exactly the same properties is actually very difficult.
To get around this problem, Butler is working on ways to grow diamonds consistently in a lab. He studies a process called chemical vapor deposition, or CVD. It's a way to build diamonds atom by atom inside a vacuum chamber.
CVD gives you flexibility, but it also gives you reproducibility and control. So we're really acting as the alchemists, you know, generating the material we want to make. Whereas in nature, we have to sort through billions of stones to find the 2 or 3 or 10 that might have the properties we want. We can't control what nature's already grown.
While growing diamond this way seems promising for some applications, Butler says it may not be a panacea. It's much more expensive to make than silicon, and it's also harder to work with. The circuitry in a computer chip calls for a few different types of semiconductors, and some of them can't be easily made from diamond.
Many of us talk about the potential of a new diamond age based on CVD diamond enabling all these new technologies. But how realistic is that? In my opinion, it's mixed. Diamond will find certain applications in electronics where it will perform better than silicon, but it won't be displacing everything else. It will be adding on to and enhancing what already exists. Silicon will always be around.
Despite these issues, though, Steven Steiner is optimistic about the future of diamond. He's hoping that someday it'll be as cheap and easy to manufacture as silicon.
This is just the nascent stages of the ability to make diamond-based semiconductors and diamond-based electronics. We do think of diamonds as an extravagance or a luxury oftentimes, but at one point, aluminum was an extravagance and a luxury. I believe it was Napoleon that had a very exclusive set of aluminum silverware at one point, and that's dirt cheap at IKEA now.
Don't expect diamond to be used in consumer devices anytime soon, But Steiner and Butler both think that somewhere down the line, our electronics will have a little extra sparkle. For Nova, I'm David Levin. To learn more about artificial diamonds and their role in technology, watch Nova Science Now on our website. You can also browse articles, click through interactive features, send feedback on our podcasts, and more. Find it at pbs.org/nova/sciencenow.